For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. The record-breaking heat continues this week. Weather officials warn that temperatures will be some 30 degrees higher than normal for this time of year. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory through Friday for much of the Inland Empire. Temperatures will range from the low 90s up into triple digits in parts of the region. The Coachella Valley could see peaks of 114 degrees by midweek. The Weather Service says there's a higher risk for illness because this heat wave comes so early in the season. Experts recommend keeping out of the sun, staying in air-conditioned spaces, and checking in on relatives and neighbors. Those with pre-existing conditions are especially vulnerable to heat illness. The inside of vehicles can reach lethal temperatures in a matter of minutes. Children and pets should not be left unattended in cars. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
California Republican lawmakers are introducing legislation to reform the state's elderly parole program after two convicted child molesters were recently granted early release. Assemblyman Josh Huber of Folsom is co-authoring a bill to raise the eligibility from 50 to 65 years old. He says the legislature made a mistake in 2020 when it lowered the age.
People are always shocked when I tell them that you are considered elderly at 50 years old when it comes to in prison, and actually are eligible for release if you only serve 20 years of your sentence. And we're talking about people that have committed some of the worst crimes you can even think of.
Huber is also working on separate legislation to exclude sex crimes against children from elderly parole eligibility. Sacramento County District Attorney Thien Ho and Sheriff Jim Cooper held a news conference Thursday calling for reforms. Ho said the law must change to protect children. Protesters put on a concert at the Adelanto Ice Processing Center in the Mojave Desert on Saturday to call attention to the plight of undocumented detainees.
No están solos. No están solos.
The caravan started in Pasadena, and about 30 cars and three charter buses drove 70 miles east to the Adelanto Ice facility. When they arrived, protesters pulled out signs and several bands played music and people danced to cumbia.
Say it loud, say it clear.
The caravan was organized by the National Day Labor Organizing Network, or ENDALON, to let the detainees know they're not alone, and to draw attention to the fact that several people have died in Adelanto in the last year. Caleb Soto is an attorney with ENDALON. He says DHS and ICE fail to meet the basic needs of detainees.
Because the people who are being killed inside there aren't being killed just because of neglect. It's because of what's called organized abandonment. It's on purpose.
The Department of Homeland Security says conditions inside are up to standard and that their medical care is the best detainees have seen in their lives.
Hola, buenas tardes. Yo soy de...
Jesus was detained at the Imperial Regional Detention Facility for 5 months. He didn't want to give his last name because of fears of retaliation. Jesus said he saw things in the detention center he can't forget.
Ahí vi cosas que nunca voy a olvidar.
He says in Spanish that he saw some very sick and desperate people, and people who signed their deportations out of fear.
Y la tristeza era demasiado fuerte.
Jesus drove with the caravan because Endelon's legal aid was vital to his release and he wanted to pay it forward. He also says his wife and family gave him the will to live.
Por mi esposa, porque ella siempre estuvo ahí pendiente de mí.
He says his wife always checked in on him and sent him money for food. He says it gave him something to fight for, his family. Jesus said that he wants people inside Adelanto to know they're not alone either. KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.